Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to have open phones later in this hour, into the third hour today. A ton of economic news, police state news. It is all so important. Sella Castillo was raided by the BATF. He's one of the main people in the American Drug War film that just came out that we have on DVD. I consulted on the film, available at Infowars.com right now. And he kept saying that, you know, he's been broken into, he's been threatened. When he'd go on Dateline NBC or Nightline, he's been on a bunch of these. You can see him on YouTube going back decades ago. People have uploaded that now, and he was there witnessing government drug dealing as the head DEA agent in Latin America, and he quit. He went public. He resigned. He has, you know, no criminal record, spotless record as an Army sniper in Vietnam. His dad's a big war hero. He got, like, a bunch of bronze stars, silver stars, all that. He didn't get the Congressional Medal of Honor, but he's a real famous World War II guy down in the valley. And, you know, real pro-America folks here in Texas, and they came and raided him because he goes sell his book at the gun show, and I knew that Selly had quite a few guns of his own. I remember him coming to the Austin gun show. I saw him down there where he was selling two or three rifles, just mainline rifles. They don't care. It's over for him. They raided him, and we're trying to get him on the line. Have you had any luck yet, John, with that? We hope he's okay. He's always here whenever we call him to get him on. But when they raided him, they said, hey, saw you on TV. It was a real big joke. So they've aired it like 50 times. It's their number one thing they're airing right now, American Drug War, on Showtime. But we have the DVD version that's even longer and has 3 hours of extras, again, at Infowars.com. And Shelley is up facing trumped-up charges right now. We'll tell you all about those. And it's broke. He's just a school teacher. I want to try to help him. I'm sure they'll probably come after me for that, but we need to help him. Imagine he's to go for a jury trial. He needs to get the jury up there and go through. Vietnam veteran, highly decorated, police officer, Border Patrol agent, highly decorated DEA agent who got letters of commendation from Reagan and President Bush Sr. And then he quit and went public about their drug dealing, and that it was over. Well, now they're very upset this is on Showtime, airing over and over. In the last month, 50-plus plays, Kevin was telling me. Everybody's talking about it. I'm hearing a buzz on the street. The DVD available at Infowars.com. American Drug War. Shipping them out right now. So I hope we're able to get Shelly on the line. Maybe he got time zone screwed up, but he's in Texas. We hope he's okay. So upsetting to me. You know, I heard about it a few weeks ago, and then we played phone tag back and forth, and people are like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's just some little gun thing. And then now I find out Kevin's been talking to him. It's a big setup, and it just makes me so mad. So cowardly. So cowardly. But, I mean, you know, they shoot Serpico in the face. I mean, he kept telling me how, too, at the gun shows, he'd rather have Los Zetas recruiting him and the rest of it. And he went on air and said Los Zetas in the Valley is CIA run and trained. They use him as a kick murder squad, basically. God help us. Well, just like they use Latin Americans. He told us this 2 years before it was in the news. 5 years ago as the war started, he came on air and he said they're going to occupy it using death squads from Guatemala, Nicaragua, El Salvador. And I was like, you're kidding. And he goes, no. And then about 6 months later, it came out in Latin American papers, and then it came out a few years ago on our news. More than 20,000 hardcore mercs. I mean, these are guys that would line up little villagers and small children and just go down the line blowing whole families' heads off and kicking them into pits and burying them. It was all over the coca, all over bringing it into market for the hog Americans. Yeah!
You can trace every disease, every illness, and every ailment to mineral deficiency. That is a quote from two-time Nobel Prize winner Linus Pauling. Because fruits and vegetables in their raw form are better absorbed, retained, and utilized than if heated, the Champion Juicer is the best way to get your nutrients your body craves. The Champion Juicer chews the fibers and breaks up the cells of vegetables and fruits. This gives you more fiber, enzymes, vitamins, and trace minerals. Juicing a combination of raw fruits and vegetables is documented to not only treat minor illness, but also is shown to reverse once thought incurable life-threatening diseases. Juicing with the Champion Juicer also promotes fast, healthy weight loss and pure body cleansing. Put the Champion Juicer to work for you and your family. Get creative with your juicer and add a grain mill attachment to make your own healthy, fresh flour. The Champion Juicer also makes great nut butters and frozen sorbets. The world's finest juicer is Champion Juicer. Ask for it at your favorite health food store online today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stella Castillo, Army sniper veteran, highly decorated, comes from a great line of military family here in the United States. Father served valiantly in World War II, police officer, then a Border Patrol agent, sterling record, then became DEA, ran scores of people under him as the head DEA agent for all of Central, South, and Southern North America and Mexico. Witnessed the Elapongo drug dealing, flying arms in, shipping out masses of cocaine for our school children. Highly decorated, had letters from presidents, and he resigned. He quit. He said, I will not be part of this. And on the other end of it, we've had Terry Reid and others who are on the other end, and MENA, seeing Oliver North shipping in the drugs. And we have the cover of Esquire and all these documentaries. Now, Shelley has been, of course, on Dateline and Nightline and all these other big shows, ABC, NBC. And he got threats way back then, and the last time he was on with us about a year ago, he said, yeah, I've had people ruffle around in my house, I've had people wiretapping me, I'm getting followed, I've been threatened at the gun show where he sells his book Powder Burns and a couple guns. He's a school teacher, and he said that they've told me they're going to come kill me or set me up soon. And, you know, people always say to me, and I'm tired of it, when are they going to kill you? You're still around. When are they going to kill you? Well, they didn't kill the individual that wrote Dark Majesty, Gary Webb, for about 15 years. And frankly, I'm sick of it. You know, it's not funny. That's why I get mad making jokes. Well, Alex isn't for real. They hadn't killed him yet. Well, they didn't kill the DA who went after the Kennedy assassination. And he said, and it's a true story in the movie, and Jim Mars got that directly from Jim Garrison, that he was told by the FBI that were some of the good guys, you better stay on the light, stay noisy, stay loud, or it's over. You're dead, or they're going to set you up. And they tried to set him up with every time he'd go in a public bathroom, there'd be some guy with his pants down running at him saying, have sex with me, with FBI guys outside trying to say he was doing that. I mean, they tried to set him up for bills and money and everything else. Take the Able Danger colonel who talked about how they were ordered not to stop whoever these hijackers were being trained at U.S. bases. They were decoys, we know that. He tried to testify. He did. Then they said he had $68 of unauthorized cell phone calls to his wife. We're indicting him for $68. I mean, that's all they could find when you're allowed to use your cell phone to call your wife from the base, from the Pentagon, saying you're coming home late. I mean, this is what they do. And the mob, that's how they operate, always gets you later. If you're a big fish, unless you've never done business with them. And they have weird little rules. I've never worked with them, never made deals with them, never been in their system. They see Sully Costello as theirs because he was in the military, a police officer, a Border Patrol agent, a DEA agent. He really triggered a lot of what's coming out now. And they want to send a message right now. Now, it hit the zeitgeist. This isn't some 10-minute report on Dateline NBC. This isn't some 10-minute report on Nightline. This isn't. He's been on them all. This is a two-hour showtime that's aired more than 50 times and has gone supernova on the street, at the gym. I've had callers calling and said, yeah, everybody's talking about it. This film that I consulted on, I'm proud of that fact. I mean, I told you 4 years ago, and I told Kevin, take me out of it, because he had me voicing it, just like my two new films don't have me in it. Even then, I realized, get me out of this film. That's why I've got an arrangement to get them super cheap from Kevin. That's why I'm selling them even $4 cheaper than he is at InfoWars.com. Because I worked on this thing for 4 years with Kev, or a lot in the first 2 years. And, you know, my footage is in all the extras, and a lot of my footage is in the film. I should add that. But my point is, I'm in the same lot with Sully. And Sully kept saying this was going to happen, and now these bastards have done it. It's so disgusting and so evil that, and we've got to pray for this man. He is a school teacher. He doesn't have any money. He lives in a trailer. We need to support Sully. We need to get him a legal defense fund. Right now he has a appointed attorney. They're trying to pressure him to plea bargain. If he does, then they're going to keep setting him up from there. So when they kill him, they can say, oh, he was just a felon. That's how they work. Just like they tried to discredit Webb. Then they double tapped him in the head. And I'm telling you, if we don't get him out of this, I think we're going to end up hearing that Sully committed suicide. So we've got him here to tell us that he's not ever going to commit suicide. Sully, God bless you, my friend.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. Appreciate the effort.
What do you think of that introduction? I mean, is that accurate?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't a Border Patrol, but I was DEA. I was a police officer, detective sergeant, and so forth.
Okay, somehow I got it mixed up with Border Patrol.
Yeah, that's okay.
I know what it was. You were in a sheriff's department on the border, or...
I was with the police department on the border.
Okay. My memory had that.
Yeah, detective sergeant. But the reason I'm going on the air with you as we speak right now is because the ATF has been going around calling the media saying that I'm in prison already, that I'm on my way to prison because of gun violations and so forth. And I think...
This is key. Two weeks ago when I first heard, that's what I heard. So they put out, that's what they do. You've already been beaten. You're already in jail. You're already a convict. That's how these people operate. Go ahead.
Exactly. And basically what happened was I had to fire the public defender because he said there was no way he could help me out. I really didn't have a defense, and that he wanted me to plea out. And I said that when I saw the plea agreement, I said, man, they're just incredible what they're asking me to do. And I told them that no, and I fired him. I said, you know what, you're not going to help me. I have a hearing next week, arraignment hearing. I do not have an attorney as we speak. I cannot afford one. So
that's it. We're going to look. We're going to get you one if I have to pay for at least the first part of the proceeding. The question is, we need to probably bring somebody in from outside even the area, because they'll kill good lawyers, or they'll shut them down, or they'll set them up. That's why you can't get a lawyer in these good old boy areas. Tell everybody the story, how it happened, where you are, and then we're going to put the call out to try to bring somebody in for you and try to get people to send you money right now. Shelly, tell everybody what happened.
Well, basically what happened was that the guy that was selling the guns to me, there were handguns and shotguns and so forth. We both worked the gun shows, and we're buying and selling guns. And they got me on what this call is 30 counts of or 35 counts of stroke purchases, which means the guy gave the guy the money to buy guns, and we would sell them for a profit and do that. Well, bottom line is I got charged with everything there is to be charged with, and the guy has never been charged with anything. So basically they used him as a snitch to set me up.
Oh, there's no doubt. Now, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you.
One of the most important things, Alex, is the fact that I at no time did I know that I was breaking the law. And I didn't hide. I didn't do anything. I was just doing what I thought. That's what everybody.
Well, Shelly, let me stop you. I got to stop you, Shelly.
Sure.
You
go
did
ahead.
Not break the law. This is a misinterpretation of the straw purchase. The straw purchase, and it's their favorite setup. They try to do this to me, I believe. Their favorite straw purchase setup is to somebody who doesn't know the law. Say, hey, will you go to the store and buy me a shotgun? And then you go, sure, you go buy him the shotgun. A straw purchase is generally doing it for someone who's a felon and can't own a gun. It is not people in business who are wholesale buying, selling, trading, and the guy comes to you and says, I got 30 guns that you can then wholesale, and you're just buying some guns to then sell them. You see, that's how they work this, and it's the gun laws are written to go after citizens. So I'm going to try to shut up now and let you tell the story. It's just that, Shelly, you didn't break the law. And now let's expand to this. They've thrown the book at you. What are they saying?
Well, first of all, what they're saying is that I conspired with the guy to buy guns for the past 2 years. And secondly, I got arrested living in San Antonio after the guy gave me 2 shotguns, 2 Benelli shotguns, and a couple of handguns. And ATF arrested me and so forth and charged me with that. Basically, what they're charging me is with what everybody does at the gun shows, or half of the people that sell guns without a license at the gun shows. And now they're trying to say that almost every gun this guy purchased, I had something to do with it. And they're citing 35 guns going back to 2, maybe 3 years. And basically what it is that I tried to run a sting operation on ATF a few months back with a local channel, Will Ripley from Channel 5, and ATF found out that we were running that sting operation and pulled out of the show. But what the ATF is doing, they're going in and they're filming the show. They got a key to the building, and then they're profiling people, and they're arresting people, entrapping people at the gun shows.
Yeah, what they do is they sell, in some cases, guns that are automatic. People don't even know it, and they're waiting down the street for them. They just pull all sorts. They're trying to shut down gun shops. They are just doing so much. They tripled the size of the BATF. A reign of terror is going, and Shelly's always working with the media fighting corruption. I think if you get a jury trial and go in there and explain that they're not following the spirit of the law and that they're fudging it, and with your great record, your impeccable record, as school teacher, police officer, DEA, Vietnam vet, I think that you're going to get, I think it'll get thrown out of court.
Well, I'm going to use my post-traumatic stress disorder as a reason. That's the reason I left the DEA. I got involved in so much shit with the DEA that I reported it to the carrier committee and other people and so forth. And
Shelly, stay there, my friend. I want to come back and try to get you some support. Of course, if they convict you, then he won't be able to be a school teacher, and then it'll destroy his life. And try to support you, Shelly. the BATF, the original criminals.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'm Harold Williams. I know about martial law. I want to teach you how to survive it. America has 10 telling signs of martial law, so use the short time left to learn to protect your family with the vital information in this book. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. I will tell you what you need to know to prepare for martial law. Things are changing fast. We even email you a free weekly update. I teach you how to act around troops, where to put supplies, how to be safe during the worst part of martial law, which is in the beginning. Surviving this major life transition can be difficult but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 866-644-1933. Act today, as there will be no warning. 866-644-1933. Find the book at survivemartiallaw.com. Protect your family.
Now we're getting to the crux of the issue. Now they talked about he shouldn't be a political activist, laughing at him, shoving him around, saying, oh, I saw you on TV, saw you on Showtime. He had protested the war there. He'd organized the community. He had just exposed so much corruption, government drug dealing. And they are sick and tired of Sully Castillo. And I remember Sully a year ago on the phone talking about how the BATF was creeping around. Then you said you were going after them. And I guess they've gone after you, how they try to set people up and frame them. Dangerous business, but I guess you keep calling it your post-traumatic stress. What I found with post-traumatic stress, people I've studied, is that because you were a sniper, and then you were a police officer, and then you were DEA, you know, in helicopters doing raids, that was, you said you've gotten addicted to the excitement, and now you're fighting for America really on the right side, and you know, I'm repeating your words from years ago, and it seems like it is the post-traumatic stress that's leading you down, chasing the bullet, as you said, and I don't want to say I've been in combat, but just fighting the New World Order, doing this so much, it's like I'm addicted to fighting them too, and more risk. I mean, does what I'm saying make sense, Shelley?
Absolutely. And the thing about it is that, you know, nobody attacked the ATF or what the illegal stuff that they were doing, the Gestapo tactics that they were using on Americans there. And I called the local paper. They did a story. I've been on the news television where I talk about what's happening with the ATF and how they're...
Well, that's Exhibit A and B. You show that to the jury, showing that they were prejudiced towards you. This is a political persecution. Go ahead.
Well, not only that, on a drug case where I worked as an expert witness, I had one of the assistant United States attorney tell the defense attorney that to warn me that I was going to be arrested some way, shape, or form, and they were going to be coming after me.
I remember last time you were on, I'm now remembering, all this is true, folks. Shelley is an expert witness in gun cases and drug cases. This is pure persecution.
And the thing about it, when I got arrested, I had my medication, and they gave it to the people where I was incarcerated, knowing the fact that they were not going to be able to give me the medication because the doctor didn't know what it was. So I went for a day and a half without my medication. And, you know, I do have a major heart problem. I do have diabetes, and I have hypertension and so forth. And they threw me in with the population, with 100 of the most criminals in Texas, worst criminals in Texas. And after ATF knew that I had 20 years in law enforcement, they threw me with the population and put in my life on at risk. And I could have been killed because I was law enforcement.
But let me guess, a lot of people in population know about this show in the New World Order. Did any of them know you, and did the word get out that it was a setup?
Well, no. At that time, a lot of people didn't know until ATF started contacting the news media. There's an agent in charge of the Brownsville office, Aguirre, who's going around calling the news media, telling them that I'm in prison already. The same guy that you saw on Channel 5 with the drug trafficking and the gun running and stuff like that I was interviewed for. And
you have exposed him specifically. Tell us about it.
Oh yeah, I exposed the ATF. What they were doing here at the FAR gun show, they had a key to the building. And they would come in early in the morning, and they would set up on the second floor, and they would film the whole show. And they would let people know when they're leaving the gun show so they could be stopped and entrapped or arrested or whatever. And, we live in a country where this shouldn't be happening. This is, in my opinion, illegal. I mean, how can
you... Well, it's the Stasi. It's guilty until proven innocent. They tripled the size of the BATF. It's Bush's reign of terror.
Exactly, and then what they were doing is people that actually bought guns legally with paper and everything else, 2 hours later, the ATF was at the house knocking at the door saying, where's the gun you just bought? And the guy said, well, I have it right here. He said, well, we just want to make sure it's not going into Mexico.
Yeah, so, right, like Mexico doesn't have guns.
What kind of America do we live in that they have the right to do this? And when they came to my house, they told my wife, they said, if you don't give us consent to search your house, we're going to call the media, we're going to call the police, and we're going to wait for your grandkids to come home so we can search the house then.
Threatening children.
Yes.
I want to hear the story of the search when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how they operate. And now they're doing knock and talks in D.C., Dallas, Boston, everywhere. They just come to your door and tell the woman, you let me in or I'm coming back when the kids are here. No warrant. Pure evil. The government is completely evil. Now, are all the officers evil? No. But those running the government are terrorists.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
By the way, his website is Powder Burns, one word, powderburns.org. Get his book there, Cocaine, Contras, and the Drug War, Powder Burns. See photos of him in Vietnam. He's a sniper. You can see it all. DEA, all of it. Pictures with him and George Herbert Walker Bush, him in helicopters, doing raids on Jungle Labs. See him on the DEA baseball team. And as bad as the DEA is these days, nothing compared to the BATF, the original individuals known as the regulators going after the whiskey tax, just organized crime, basically. Very scary people. Very, very scary people. Just very, very dangerous, very, very wicked. They don't take you on unless you're a hardcore crook, basically. I mean, how could they? They're despicable. They go up to the Second Amendment. The big news article today, how they spent $3 million trying to shut down a gun shop. I talked to the gun shop owner this morning. He said, listen, they told me if I just leave them alone and don't talk about it, everything will be all right. No, they wanted you to shut up while there's publicity so they can have their way with you. It's all about winning. It's all about hurting good people. And I'm not kidding about this. Sully Costello, going back to you, my friend. Let's talk about the raid itself. Go back to them, what they said to your wife, when you got there, what you witnessed.
Well, what happened, Alex, was the fact that at the same time I got arrested in San Antonio, they sent a goon squad into my mom's house. She's 83 years old, and she lives with my sister who's got Down syndrome. And they walked in there, asking to search the residence that they were looking for guns. And my mom says, look, Feli Castillo does not live here, has not lived here ever. And why are you here at the house? And she said, well, we're looking for guns. We understand that he's got a storage room full of weapons. And she says, well, there is nobody. He doesn't live here. I don't know why you're here. And she says, well, can we check the rooms? I says, my daughter's asleep in one of the rooms. And they opened the door and they looked, and then they went to the other rooms. And when they saw the picture of President Bush and myself on the walls, and Jimmy Carter and myself, they realized that they were actually messing around with somebody that was not a criminal. It was somebody that was...
Because let's be clear, the wicked shell at the top of the BATF sends out their minions who have no idea even what's going on.
Exactly. So they left, and at the same time that they went to my mom's house, they went to my my house up here in a mobile home that I live in, and the guy, the agent in charge of the search, Daniel Casey, threatened my... After they walked in there and they looked around and they were looking for guns and they were looking for receipts and all kinds of stuff, they found the storage room attached to the house or outside the house, and they said that they had received information. Well, they had received it because nobody comes to my house, number one. And number two, I says, they asked to search the... I don't have the key. Sally has the key, and I don't know what he's got in there. So, well, and be honest with you, my wife has no idea what I was doing at the gun show. She knew I went to the gun show. She knew I sold my books. But the thing about it was that they threatened her, Casey threatened her by saying, look, if you don't let us search, sign the consent to search, we're going to call the cops, the news media, and it's going to be an embarrassment for you all. And if that... If you still don't, then we're going to wait for your grandkids to come home from school so we can, because my wife told my daughter lives here with her grandkids. And says, so you need to sign this consent. So they, she signed the consent out of fear.
That's terrorism right there. That's as jackboot as it gets.
Out of fear. So they took the hinges off the door and they found an AR, an AK, two hunting rifles, and a shotgun. And,
well, let's be clear. They'll spin that. You mean semi-automatic.
Yeah, they're semi-automatic.
Yeah, Mac 90, AR-15.
The guns that I had for sale at the gun shows, they had my one of the guns that was under my name.
They'll probably convert those over to full auto.
No, nothing at all. They're all...
No, they'll probably
guns.
Convert them, but they've been caught doing that in Illinois.
Yeah. So, it's something that they're trying to, and they're using that to, those guns that they were seized as part of the straw purchases or whatever the heck they want to charge me with. But, it's actually two counts, and I'm looking at maybe 10 to 15 years on the federal guidelines of going to prison for doing what I did. But, it's just, I don't have an attorney.
Well, I've been at the gun show with you. You'll be there selling your books, and you'll have two or three guns, handguns, rifles you're selling.
Exactly.
I mean, they want to shut down gun shows. They haven't been able to, so they just harass everybody.
Yeah, there are guys at the gun show right now as we speak that don't have a license to sell guns, yet they sell 15, 20, 30 AR-15s to people without licenses.
And it's the law that they can do it, and the government wants all guns registered, so they don't like it. Now, what happened to you in San Antonio? I want to hear about what they said to you. I mean, this is admission. This is political persecution. Tell us about it.
Well, what happened was that... I went up there and picked up the guns that I had given the guy the money to buy, and there were two shotguns, Benelli shotguns, and hunting rifles.
Total setup, just like Randy Weaver. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. And I got stopped by DPS with an agent in the back of the car. They profiled me on the stop, saying that I didn't use the proper measuring to pass a vehicle.
Well, this is them just staging it so they don't know that you're... Friend
right.
was working for him.
Yeah, and the thing about it is they asked me a whole bunch of questions. And do I carry a handgun? I said, no, I don't carry a handgun. Do you have a handgun in the truck? And the guns that I had just bought were in the bed of the pickup. And one of the state troopers went ballistic, found my book. He says, this is a conspiracy theorist book. And, he went off
Let me stop you. In my film, Shelley, let me stop you. In my film, Road to Tyranny, it's the squad car video. They find a pocket constitution. One of my videos flip out and say we're arresting her for it. That's Texas now. This was in Virginia. They've been taught through the FBI training manuals that patriotism is evil. So now he goes ballistic because of your book. Now, this is the new America. He's now a commissar, political officer. He's got a Vietnam vet, former DEA agent, who's been all over national television and films, very famous exposing this. No criminal record. He's got him right where he wants him. Now go back and go slowly over this because I didn't know this part. They find the evil Powder Burns book. They find a book about, oh, my gosh. What did he say?
Well, he said he found the book, he brought it up, and choked it on my face. And that's on the that should be on the camera of the vehicle that he had the camera on.
You got
to
get it.
He kept saying to me, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist, and you're this, and you're doing that. I said, what's wrong with you? You know, what? I mean, why are you acting that way? Well, we got you, and then we have a warrant for your arrest, which they did. They had a warrant already for my arrest, and they arrested me. And ATF came by. And
so this was a pleasure celebration. In fact,
yes,
he was letting you know, hey, you son of a bitch, you've exposed
exactly.
We ship drugs in.
Absolutely.
Your life's over. You don't mess with our business.
Yeah, and then, you know, they took my cell phones away, and they said, I recognize this name, I recognize that name, and you're the guy, they handcuffed me, and they took me to jail, and they threw me with the... You know, not only did they throw me with the population, Alex, I had $200-and-some-what-dollars in my pocket. I had my gold chain on, and I had my wallet. They threw me in the population with every personal item I had in my pocket. They were supposed to take that out, but it's like they threw me in there to... So I could.
Well, that's what they did to the two Border Patrol agents that did their job, and they've almost been killed, both of them. Now, let's go, Ramos and Campion. That's how they do it. Let's go back here, though. I want to be clear about this, because you told me on the phone, when did they make the comments about, oh, we've seen you on Showtime, you know, you shouldn't be politically active? When did they say all that and repeat exactly what they said?
Well, what happened was when I got picked up, they took me to the ATF office, and they brought a big book with my picture and all the guns that I've bought and with my name and, you know, saying, it says, one of the guys that works for Homeland Security, was in the military for 10 years, says, you've got a very interesting website. And this man, he says, well, I'm glad you liked it. And he just smiled at me. And then we've known about you for so long and doing this and doing that. And, you know, I know you have a lot of intelligence, and which I do, because a lot of people came and talked to me at the gun shows. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And they says, well, you know what, I need, they read me my rights, but at no time did they tell me that, do you want to speak to us? They just kept asking me questions, and I was just trying to weave myself around it. And it says, well, if you talk to us, we'll ask the judge to leave you out on a PR bond. They says, look, I need to talk to an attorney before I talk to you guys. So he called the U.S. attorney, says, well, he's going to cooperate, and he's going to. So I went before the judge the following day, you know, shackled like an animal, and the judge says, well, you know, we're letting you out on your PR bond because you don't have a criminal history, you don't do this. And the only thing we asked you to do, the judge says, was for you to get psychological help. I says, I've been doing that for years, and I'm taking my medication for it. But yet, it didn't matter to ATF because they went ahead and just threw me into the population without taking my medication, without...
But when did they, this is the key, now shaking your book in your face because you witnessed the Alapango drug dealing, which is all admitted. I mean, that idiot cop, that idiot state trooper should be made to sit down and watch the 50-something hours of C-SPAN hearings with the Solicitor General, Inspector General of the CIA, admitting the CIA shipped in cocaine and created the crack. I mean, it's admitted.
Exactly.
He's so dumb. I mean, you know, the low-level cops don't deal drugs, so they get real mad hearing about it. They don't know that all over the country there have been tens of thousands of convictions of top detectives. They're just idiots, man.
Yeah, well, not only that, here in South Texas, we got more federal agents getting arrested for corruption.
Oh, it's been all over the news.
And basically, you know, I was a target for them, and I was forewarned by an assistant.
What did you say to this state trooper? I'd have said, how dare you be so anti-American to shake a book in my face?
I said, how do you know it's a conspiracy theorist book? You haven't even read it. Well, I don't need to read it. It's talking about how U.S. government ran drugs. Well, they did. you know, there's a couple of bipartisan investigations by the Senate and the congressional hearings that say that they did. And he was just making fun of me and, you know, shaking the book in my face, you know, and going very unprofessional. I mean, very, the other guy that was with him was a non-Latino guy, and he was very, very professional, and says, you know, we have to arrest you because we have a warrant for your arrest.
Wait a minute, you're saying it was a Latino that was screaming at you?
Oh, yeah, a guy, you know, it's a Latino.
Hey, why is that? Because I've seen a lot of arrests, been a lot of places. It seems like it was a black cop. They'll be even meaner to blacks, and Mexicans, it seems like, are meaner than, you know, in Texas to Mexicans. What is that?
Well, I don't know. I think that they think that they're doing a favor to the feds, there's a possibility maybe that they'll get fired by them. That's the only logical thing I can think about because, you know, why be that way? I mean, why not be a professional about it? Why go off and you know, he's showing off in front of the ATF?
Look, he felt bad because he knows the government brings the drugs in, and it makes his whole job sending zit-faced kids to prison for marijuana. They're guilty, and you should be guilty. It's evil.
Well, it is against the law to profile. You know, they stopped me not because of a traffic violation, and I was going to get a warning and just, man, they stopped me because ATF was in the back seat of the car.
Oh, I know, and they had to, like, you're stupid, like, you don't know that it was all a setup. That's so you don't think it was a sting.
Yeah.
I mean, give me
a
break.
And one of the worst things that kept saying to me, Alex, was the fact that the guy that told me the gun was also arrested. Well, a week later that I went to see the public defender, he said, you know, this guy has not been arrested. He's not in the system. He was never arrested.
No, they always do stage arrest.
Yeah.
Well, they keep busting top Al-Qaeda people, and then they'll 2 years later you'll hear, oh, they were CIA, and that was a fake arrest just to protect them.
Yeah. Well, you know, and that's what they did to me, and now I got a court hearing next week, and I don't have an attorney, and I'm trying to get some funds to hire one because I,
Well, let me just tell the BATF something, all the rest of them. You think you keep winning, hurting all these innocent people. The eugenicists running this at the level way above you put poison in your water by design. We have the documents. They put cancer viruses and mercury in your shots. They're carrying out eugenics operations against you. If you're too stupid to figure out what that is, you better. The New World Order hates you just as much as they hate Shelly and me. And you ought to realize that you think you're evil. You think you're tough stuff. The people above us and above the entire population are totally wicked. And believe me, they love hurting their own, and they plan on taking your pension funds, totally collapsing everything and screwing you, too. So they're above all of us, and you need to know you are with us whether you know it or not. And let me tell evil cops something, too. In the Bible, there's nothing more evil than people in power positions bearing false witness and abusing good men, good women, widows, veterans, people like that. And you may not believe in God, but I know. I don't believe. I know. I know there's a power in this universe. Let me tell you something. When you do evil stuff like this, you're getting the worst karma, you could call it, you can imagine. You don't have to wait till you die or any of that. You are going to have hellish lives. You're miserable because you're evil. And no amount of money and power will make you happy. You're not going to be happy till you're a good person. And you ought to just like Saul of Tarsus, you ought to wake up and stop being evil and hit your knees and stop serving this. Shelley, do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. You know, because you know, I've always been, I would say this generation of law enforcement guys, they're coming up, they think that they're above the law, that they can break every law there is. All law enforcement, we did it the hard way. We did it the right way. We did it with evidence and so forth. You don't manufacture evidence. You don't go out and you don't have the probable cause to get a search warrant. You don't go to a house and just threaten people to search the house. You know, this is the new generation of law enforcement that we have that they think that they're above the law, and they're not. I called John Kerry's office the other day, and they're supposed to start an inquiry into my arrest. And I'm telling you, I'm going to try to use every politician from Maxine Waters, if anybody knows her, up in California.
That's right. You testified.
I testified before some committees, and they I send my testimonial to them on the House Select Committee on Intelligence with Rob, what's his name, the guy that's in charge of the House Select Committee on Intelligence, Porter Goss, and Maxine Waters testify about my knowledge and John Kerry and doing the Iran-Contra investigation. And those are going to be the files that I'm going to open up just as a defense of what I did for the United States.
Now, Sally, do you think this is locals going after you because you're exposing their corruption, or do you think this is the big boys?
I think it's both, to be honest with you, because I did go after the ATF locally, number one. Number two, the AUSA's attorney's office had forewarned me about coming after me several years ago in a drug case, and that they were going to get me. And I've been a target of probably the FBI and the DEA, and especially the DEA, because I got them to perjury on a case where they perjured themselves and nothing happened to the agents. I called them on corruption from one of the agents.
And you said the DEA told you, I'm going to get you.
That's right. The AUSA's office, the Assistant United States Attorney's Office, warned me that they were going to get me.
Well, God's going to get them, not us. And they don't believe, but they will. They will. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I got so busy talking to Shelley that I forgot that I wanted to bring Kevin Booth back on for 10, 15 minutes. Well, then we're going to call Kevin now and see if we can get him on, because Shelley is in this American Drug War film. Shelley, you told me off air that the agents at BATF said, yeah, you're a big political guy, yeah. Saw you on TV. Yeah, shouldn't be political. I think that's key testimony, and the fact that the cop was waving your book in your face, that's your First Amendment right. You've testified before Congress. They've had the CIA Inspector General admit that the CIA brought drugs in. And still, these cops think it's illegal to say it. It's kind of like Kelly Rushing in Lyon County, Kentucky, one of my listeners, on one VHS tape had Ron Paul's congressional speech called Neocon on the eve of the war, and then part of my film, The Road to Tyranny, on it, and the police in court. I mean, I talked to the judge on the phone. I called him at home. I said, "Why?" He said, "I'm not going to talk about the case, but, yeah, it's going forward." It was in the newspaper, and they tried to send him to jail. They said, "This film talks bad about police. This congressman does. It's illegal to have these videos." I mean, the cops think, folks, I'm not joking here. The police, a lot of them, think videos of Ron Paul are illegal. I mean, they don't know what America is. They think free speech is illegal. They think, Shelley, how did we fall this far?
Well, education, I think, these people that are coming into law enforcement have no concept of what law enforcement is all about. They think that they carry a gun and a badge and they can do whatever they want to do. And that's why you have a lot of them, a big number of them, being arrested for civil rights violations. What Mr. Casey did here, he violated the constitutional laws of my wife. She violated those laws. I mean, she violated the Fourth Amendment right on search and seizure.
According to your report, which everything you've ever told me has been true, in fact, you usually even water things down against yourself in the name of being honest, Sally. Frankly, a lot of people do that. They beat themselves up. But according to what you've said, there's no doubt that he terroristically, with terroristic threats, engaged in extortion. And racketeering, because when you racketeer, that's what racketeering is in its purest form, is when the mob says bad stuff's going to happen if you don't do this.
Exactly. And you know, there's court cases where it's been thrown out of court because whatever was seized was obtained illegally. And that's why I'm an expert on this. I'm an expert witness.
Well, you are an expert witness. And am I right that it's racketeering?
Oh, absolutely. It's an expert witness. You know, you violate the law and you cite the law. What they did illegally, I mean, that's ground to throw out the case. Not only throw out the case, but, you know, you have grounds for an appeal. And what it is that at this time period, Alex, I got no money. If you guys have an opportunity to buy one of my books, I got 500 books left. And I want to sell them because I need my defense funds. You can email me at powderburns@prodigy.net.
Let's do that right now. Let's stop. Now, I've got a few powder burns left, too, but don't buy them from me today, ladies and gentlemen, at Infowars.com. Of the 500 books from his last printing done years ago, of an excellent book that the state police, I guess, hate, or some of them hate free speech, you want to find out the truth. This man has sacrificed his life to do this. He's now being persecuted. Go to powderburns.org, for the big link up on Infowars.com. Buy the books now. Email Shelley at, give him the email again.
Yeah, powderburns@prodigy.net, and I'll send you an autograph book.
Now,
yeah, powderburns@prodigy.net.
Now, that's not going to get you money quick enough. I don't want people to wait. I want them to go to the mailbox. I want them to send you cash wrapped in aluminum foil because they scan it, or a check. But if you don't want your name involved, just cash. And I want you to get Shelley's address, and I'm going to send Shelley some money, too. And we're going to have him on as this develops. I want listeners to be there next week with him in court. I want them to see a lot of support. So when we come back after 60 seconds, Shelley, give him your address. And I do not want people to wait. He has stood up for us. He has fought for this country his whole life. They have told him they're going to kill him. He hadn't even told you about that today. And they're the types that will double cap him in the head and say he committed suicide next. We'll see if Shelley agrees with that statement. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.